B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Hi, Jeanette. How can we help you, madam?
Hi, yes. So I went on this date with this guy named Lamar, and we had a great time. So I thought, but I haven't heard anything from him. I'm trying to figure out what's going on. He's kind of just, you know, not texting back, not calling back. I just don't really understand.
Okay, well, what did your date consist of? Let us know.
I mean, like, we just went out for drinks and things like that. You know what I mean? Nothing, like, super serious. Drinks and food. Some chicken wings. Like, it was fine. But it's just like, yo, what's the issue? Like, I'm a nice girl. I have a career and everything like that. I have, you know, I'm a cat. So I really don't understand.
And when you say career, are you a, do you strip?
Why would that be the first thing you think?
Right, absolutely not. No, I'm not a stripper. I'm a RN.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, apologize, Ramiro.
That was my next question.
Yeah.
I'm not going to apologize. Not going to apologize, because my next question was, are you a registered nurse? You sound like you could be
such
either.
Such an ass.
We're going to call him, and
And
if it's a situation where he doesn't want another date, you're going to find out what the issue was, okay?
Okay,
we're going to try that next. Hang on. Second date update on the 10th.
Now back to the second date update on the 10th.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, so we're going to be calling this dude Lamar. We're going to try and get in contact with him because Jeanette went on a date with him and she said everything went great. They went, they had some drinks, they had some chicken wings. The conversation was amazing. She did absolutely nothing that he might have misconstrued in a negative way. Are you sticking with that story, Jeanette?
Absolutely. Like, I don't act out of character unless, like, I'm pulled to act out of character. So, like, yes, I'm sticking to that.
All right. Mm-hmm. Stay quiet. We're going to call Lamar right now.
Hello?
Is this Lamar?
Who's calling?
Lamar, it's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. And we got your phone number from a girl who wanted us to call you because she would like to take you out on a nice date. She likes you. I'm going to tell you her name, too, but let me just explain. She feels as if you have feelings for her, too. So she would like to take you out on a date to see if you guys hit it off. And we will let you pick whatever you'd like to do for a date, and we'll pay for it. How about that?
Who's the female?
The female. Okay, so I'm going to tell you her name because you recognize. You actually went out with her already. Her name is Jeanette.
Nah, I'm good. I'm straight, homie. Listen,
no.
Thank you. I'm good.
Well, hold on. She said you guys...
Hold on, man.
No, I'm just... Can you explain to us? Because we spoke to her, and she was telling us that you guys had a great date, and she would love... She thought you guys would go out again.
I don't trust her. Like, she's not a believable person. That's all. I don't want to... I just want to move forward.
Okay, can you give us... tell us exactly what it is. Just so we can tell her, she'll get some sort of closure. You know what I'm saying? Because she's very confused. We asked her. We said, what do you think you might have done that he might have even had misconstrued? And she said nothing. She said you guys hit it off great.
Yeah, the date went nice. It was good. Everything was good. And I was telling her a little bit about myself, about, you know, like, some of my habits, some of my hobbies and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, how I'm a sneakerhead. And she was like, oh, like, she had a brother who also is like a sneakerhead, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm saying, all right, let me try to get closer to her, get closer to the family, you know, try to be, you know. And so I gave her a pair of my Jordan Retros. A couple of weeks later, I see her pushing this guy in a wheelchair with those same Jordans on. And I'm saying, what the f*** is this? Like, what did he need with sneakers for? That's my real question. Like, what does he need with sneakers? He's in a...
Wait a damn second. Lamar, this is not even right. Wait, Jeanette's on the phone.
Really?
Is she?
You don't bring my brother up.
You guys got on the phone. I just told you I'm good.
Wait.
You got on the phone. I'm good. Listen, who's the asshole? He can't walk. What does he need with sneakers?
Oh, my. Stop it. What?
This is terrible.
He's supposed to wear socks?
Wow.
Listen. Well, first of all, I could have been wearing them shoes and walking the streets with them. Listen, it's good. Y'all can keep him. I don't
want to
be
positive.
Like,
I'm good. Talk about my brother in a wheelchair, dude.
Do you really? Can you really sit there and say you don't think that anyone in a wheelchair should have to wear shoes? Is that what you're saying?
No, I didn't say that. I don't have a problem with them wearing shoes, sneakers, but they don't need to wear the Jordan.
Oh, my God.
Like, you know,
wearing
a little cheap stores like that to get the sneakers, you know what I mean? Or, you know, or go to the supermarket and go to the dollar bin or something. You know what I'm trying to go.
He wants him to wear the sneakers that are tied together by wire at Walmart.
This is absolutely bizarre.
Go right, perfect, Walmart. Go right to Walmart and get those.
Okay, well,
now
that we know the situation, are you willing to go on another date with Jeanette Lamar?
Don't ask him anything. Somebody's coming to his door. Took it to the damn bar. Your sneakers, you ass.
Monday on the second date update on the 10th.
Imagine hooking somebody up with free cable to impress them.
What up, Mom?
So you can take them out on the date. And then they bounce on you. Like, how bad of a human being are you? You take them on a good date, hook them up with free cable, and they still don't want to see you again. What the hell did Jared do wrong? We're going to find out Monday morning at 8:10.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.